Blog Talk Radio.
David was a man after God's own heart. David loved the Lord, and God loved David. And yet, there is this narrative in 2 Samuel chapter 11, which speaks to David's sin. And it is a very powerful narrative because it teaches us so much about our own lives. Now, I would like for you to pay careful attention to this narrative because it tells us about how sin starts. And 2 Samuel 11, it is very interesting the way sin starts. Let me read. This is verse 1. 2 Samuel 11, chapter 11, verse 1. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "Isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. She had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, "I am pregnant." So David sent this word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." Joab sent him to David. Uriah came to him. David asked him how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house, wash your feet." So Uriah left the palace, and the gift after him, but Uriah slept at the entrance of the palace with all his master's servants and did not go down to the house. David was told Uriah did not go home. He asked him, "Have you just come from a distance? Why didn't you go home?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are staying in, and my master Joab and my lord's men are camped in the open field. How could I go to my house, eat and drink, and buy my wife? As surely as you live, I will not do such a thing." The very tough because we see the dynamic of sin at work in the life of a man, and his David loves God. Notice some very interesting things so far. We know that you start on the path to sin when you neglect duty. David remained in Jerusalem. David was more in danger in Jerusalem than he would be with his army in the field. He laid aside his armor, Ephesians 6:10, and allowed his eyes to wander and lust to overtake him. James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. This is what we read. Or this is what it reads in James chapter 1, verses. We're going to start with verse 13. When tempted, no man should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by the devil, and nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Notice the language. Then after desire, or lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. We have a picture of the words of James given to us in 2 Samuel chapter 11. God still loves David. But look at the sin that has entered into David's life. Now, the adulterer who became a liar, and sin is a slippery slope. And so, beloved, as children of God, let us carefully study this passage. Because we're going to see something about the love of God and the discipline that he puts in our lives so that we would learn the importance of truth in the inward parts. Notice that David's conspiracy to deceive has broken down. And now, and as that, there is desperation, and he is going to have Uriah the Hittite murdered on the battlefield. The baby that Bathsheba is carrying will die. So this goes on, and the king has hidden his sin, or thinks he has hidden his sin for body. Chapter 12. After a year's time, Nathan goes to David. Nathan tells David this story about this rich man took this poor man's wee lamb, the lamb that he loved, and had it killed and prepared it for guests. And David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this deserves to die. The king does not know, and he has passed sentence on himself. He must pay for that lamb four times because he did such a thing and had," notice the words, "and then Nathan, the prophet," not therapist, not counselor, "Nathan the prophet, who brought the word of God to the man of God who hasn't sinned, said, 'You are the man. You are the man.' This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. Saul chased David for 13 years. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms," that is Herod. "I gave you the house of Israel and Judah and all that, and if all that had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with a sword, took his wife to be your own, and killed him with a sword of the Ammonites, or the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house, because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own. This is what the Lord says. Out of your own household, I am going to bring calamity upon you. And it goes on. Sin creates trouble for our lives, beloved. You do not want to practice sin. You don't want to practice it. You want to live a life that is clean, that is holy unto the Lord. You want to live a life in which there is growing maturity in Christ. Notice, David will confess his sin. And so, because he wants to be set free. And so, we go to Psalm 51, and the superscription reads, "For the director of music, Psalm of David, where the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba." The first thing that David said, the first thing that he said is, have mercy on me, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Then he says, I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Note the language. Note the breath. Note the fact that he is not trying to ignore or escape or to fight up sin. He knows what sin has done. David wants to restore his relationship with God. He knows his sin. Sin takes such a sin. Nathan pointed out what would happen in David's life. Because of this sin, the sword will never depart from your house. Now, we go on in this in Psalm 51, verse 6 reads, "Surely you desire truth, met in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place." And so, the Hebrew word for truth means firmness or stability. And the following David said, 7 treats, cleansing with discipline. Literally, it reads, unbend me. Unbend me. So, church needs to teach. That's the we will only find freedom if we confess our sin to God. 1 John 1:9. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah.